all sorts of people now calling for President Trump to not have his daily Corona COVID-19 pandemic press accounts broadcast live. Every day the task force gets together and they give a daily update on what's going on. When they first started, all the networks took them, and then there were fewer and fewer. And now some are saying they shouldn't be carried at all because it's like a Trump rally. I don't think they said that when Franklin Roosevelt was out talking about the important things facing the country during World War II or during the Great Depression. You know, those fireside chats on the radio. Can you imagine if they said, well, you know, we don't want to carry it because it's like a political rally for the president. Here's a president trying his level best to keep America centered and on task and heading in the right direction. And they're trying to cut him off and cut off the narrative only because they don't like him politically. And these networks and Democrats quickly realize that Donald Trump on the television every day and getting tremendous amounts of positive coverage without the filter from MSNBC or CNN or CBS is a big deal. They realize that when they see the commander-in-chief out there acting like the commander-in-chief, that doesn't do anything to promote their narrative, their cause, their far-left agenda. Exactly right. By the way, the president, during the update yesterday, saying this country is moving quickly to establish new supply chains so that we will not be reliant on China or India or any other country for life-saving medications going forward. I hope that's true. I hope it's not just lip service. I hope we actually get there. It'd be very important if we did, obviously. I'd like you to hear part of it. It's bite number three from the president. President Trump, bite three. Go.
We now have 10 drugs in active trials with 15 more soon to follow, as well as two vaccine candidates in active clinical trials. We'll do whatever it takes to secure needed medical supplies and bring more production of essential medicines back to our shores. We're doing that. We're bringing them back to our shores. A lot of these companies, they went a little bit haywire. They went away from this great country and they had them produced elsewhere. So we're going to start bringing them back. And I've been talking about that for a long time, not only with medical, but lots of other things.
In terms of ventilators, ventilators have been a big conversation, as you well know. At one point, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York said they would need 40,000 ventilators. Maybe 140,000 hospital beds. Well, apparently at the last count, they're at about 17,500 hospital beds. Nowhere near 140,000. They had plenty of ventilators. In fact, enough that they're going to be able to offer those up to other places, maybe Michigan, maybe Louisiana, maybe Illinois. It depends on where their other hotspots flare up. California and Oregon, they're sending ventilators elsewhere. New York may soon do the same thing. In terms of ventilators, however, we're going to have a lot of them. Warehouses full of them soon. You watch. We're going to have a whole lot of really expensive furniture that's never going to get used. It's bite number four. Bite four. Go.
In addition to the 8,675 ventilators, we have 2,200 arriving on April 13th. We have 5,500 arriving on May 4th. These are ones that we're building for the most part. And we have, as you know, great companies building them. Ford, General Motors, GE. We have really some great companies that are doing it. On May 18th, we have 12,000. On June 1st, we have 20,000. On June 29th, we have 60,000 ventilators coming. 60. So we have a total of 110,000 ventilators coming over a short period of time.
And what will we do with 110,000 ventilators? We'll put them in storage. So if we ever have a pandemic involving respiratory disease again in the future, we will be all set. Trust me on that. Trust me on that. And right now, we'll look at this closer in hour number two. But right now, it's looking like the projections of the nation hitting its apex, its peak, in the first part to the middle part of April may in fact be correct. The difference being the number of fatalities and hospitalizations required look to be dramatically lower than we were first told. But right now, looking at what we were told as far as the peak in cases, there are a lot of indications right now that may be happening between now and the 15th of April. Many of those projections said April 10, 11, 12. That would be the worst of it, the peak of the crisis. And that may well come to pass. That might be what happens. And then at some point we turn a corner. At some point we pivot back and we get back to our jobs and our lives and to being an American. All of these things are going to happen. Make no mistake. The stock market's seeing that now. Stock market rallying and coming up and heading toward where it was and flirting with that, because 6 months from now, which is where the stock market indicates we're going, they know it's going to be better. We're going to get there together is my point. You and I, we're going to get there. That's why we have the no panic zone, so we can have these conversations and figure out what's working and figure out what's true. And what's true is we're not going to lose 2.2 million Americans or 1.2 million or even 120,000, it seems. Seems like the number is going to be much, much, much lower, just as the director of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, said. Because Americans, you and I, are taking it more seriously and doing the social distancing and respecting the rules. But as soon as we get past this, we're going to be raring to go, gung-ho to get into the next round of our lives. Coming up at hour number two, by the way, Dr. Jerome Adams will be here, the Surgeon General of the United States, joining me to talk about all of these issues, plus how we can stay safe going forward, what we can do to prevent the spread of this disease and other diseases in the future. The Surgeon General joining me here in hour number two on the Steve Gruber Show in the No Panic Zone. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.